You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We review here some things that we touched upon in previous years, but in a very nagia to the parsha, to understanding what's going on in the parsha, with a little bit of addition of what we learned this year. So, this week's parsha is called Parshas Yisroel. That's the name of the parsha. And in this week's parsha is where the Torah is given. The Torah chose to, the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to write the parsha of Aseres Hadibros in Parshas Yisroel. As we mentioned so many times, the Sefer HaZoya that tells us that every parsha of the Torah is divided. It's not a coincidence. It's not a random thing. But every parsha of the Torah is divided in the way it's supposed to be divided. That's the number of parshas that we have. So Parshas Yisroel is a parsha. And this parsha includes the Aseres Hadibros. Ve'aloi Domaru. Something to think about. What's the pshat that Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, the Yisrael, the Torah, is written in a parsha of Av Yisrael? That's where it belongs. The parsha of Torah is belonging to Yisrael. Furthermore, Yisrael has one of his names is because he was Yisrael parsha of Torah. He added to the Torah a parsha, and therefore that's his name is called Yisrael. That's the most of history. He added a parsha to Torah, that's what you call him, his name, because of that Torah, the parsha he added. Still stops like to think about it, because he added a parsha, that's what you call him history. There's many people that they have added parshas because of them. For example, Bnei Slavcha added a parsha to Torah. And the people that had a the Tmei Mace also had a parsha to Torah. They're not called history. The history is defined by the fact that they had a parsha to Torah. What's the shot of that? And what did Yisrael add? What's the parsha that Yisrael added? That was the parsha of the Hagdamah to Matan Torah. What do we speak about in the beginning of this parsha? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting from morning to evening and explaining to Am Yisrael the Torah, and Yisrael came and says, Navoil Tibo, you'll not be able to stand. You must try to delegate authority. You must try to give other people to help you out. And Moshe Rabbeinu went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, listened to him, and did the Sari Asoras, Sari Hamishi, Sari Meir, Sari Alafim. He added all the judges that will come and take the load out of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the obvious question is what is the big Chiddush of Yisrael? You need Yisrael to tell me? Yisrael can't handle it on its own?
What's
an
matter?
What is the tremendous Chiddush that Yisrael did? Such a big Chiddush? Such a tremendous news? To tell you, you should know that Yisrael, that you can't handle on your own. You need Yisrael, you need an extra parsha of what Yisrael is doing. What's the idea, Bichlal? Yisrael is the one who's doing it. Why did this parsha have to come through Yisrael? How do we understand the whole concept of the Yisrael and which leads to Matan Torah? So to understand all that, let's start with the Yisrael that my Rebbe, Ramesh Shapir Zatzal, used to repeat a lot. He also mentioned it in the Shirim a lot. The idea of what is the Chiddush of Matan Torah? What's the Chiddush of Matan Torah? What came in Matan Torah that we did not have before? Simple understanding is, the Torah was given, we revealed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We had a new revelation of Hashem. The whole process, just to be magdim, the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we learn, as we continue learning, is all a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. That's the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we get to the Torah, we get to a big revelation of Yetzias Hashem. That's Kabbalah. But Lechora, we know that already in last week's parasha, we had Kriyas Yamsuf. And what was Kriyas Yamsuf? We also shivcha layam mashaloi ro yecheskel b'maisa merkava. The revelation that was there in the Yam Suf was something that we never seen ever again during this world. Oz yashir, Oz is referring to what's going to be the Asid Lavoi. Oz is talking about what's happening in the future, as Rashi points out. Yashir is Yud Loshen Asid. Talk about a revelation which you can't even comprehend in this world. We spoke about it previous years. What was the chiddush of Kriyas Yam Suf? You saw there are things that in this world do not fit, do not connect. We don't have that shaychus to it. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. So when we get to Matan Torah, what do we have more? What are we revealing more than we had already in Kriyas Yam Suf? What's the chiddush of Matan Torah? So, we always mention here, the Gemara on Shabbos tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu, on Shabbos, the Pechetz of Mubeis, Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah, went up to Shemayim, And he tells the malach, and he comes to the Torah, and the malachim come and try to kill him. So Kishbo tells him to hold the kisei kavod and Hashem and Shuva answer. Answer them back while taking the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Aseres Tzedibris one by one and proves to the malachim that the Torah doesn't belong to them. He said, Anoich Hashem al-Kach Shur Tisichu Meretz Mitzrayim, Tukai HaMitzrayim, were you sitting in Mitzrayim? Lo Yerach Elohim Achein, do you have the Yitzhara? Do you have the attempt to go and do over the Zara? What does it mean you go and all the mitzvahs that it says with Anu Machadeiro, don't kill, don't steal, Yisachmoit, Kulm Kino, V'tachu Yidish Meneichem, you don't have all that. It's a human being. We're talking to human beings. The whole Torah is talking to human beings. So this Torah doesn't belong to you. Miad, right away, the Malachim agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu, gave him the Torah, and told him, take the Torah, and they gave him brachas, gave him matanas, and that's what more continues. The Malach HaMavis also gave him matana, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu knew to stop them again. Simple question is, what were the Malachim thinking? Didn't they know that the Torah doesn't belong to them? Because it speaks to human beings. What did they think? What was their chiddush? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, the Torah doesn't belong to you. Open the Torah. The Torah speaks to humans. You're not human. But they didn't know what they were fighting about. So they answered his question. As the Ramban, as we always mention, the Ramban, beginning of Chumash, that says that the whole Torah really has different faces to it. There's different ways to read the Torah. The Torah, the way it's written down here, the way the written is given, the Torah is given to us, then it's written in a very physical and materialistic world, telling you how to deal, human beings, how to deal with the world, how to deal with everything. That's in this world. But up there in Shammai, the Torah is written differently. They call it Torah Shemai Yisusha Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Ramban explains, you rewrite, you reorganize the letters, everything is a Shemai Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is written in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Up there in Shammai, it's written as Shchayra Gabei Eish Levana. Written black letter over white letters is way, it belongs to something much higher. The Torah was written, as we learned recently in Gemara Pesachim. The Torah was one of the seven things that Kodma Laimam came before the world. Before there's even an existence of the world. Before anything you have the Torah. Because the Torah really has different dimensions to it. And when it's up there in Shemayim, it's a different dimension of Torah. That's what Malachim saying. Malachim telling Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not interested in the Torah written to human beings. We're interested in Torah written for us, and we have what to do with it. There is Torah written to Malachim too. Different dimension of Torah. So what's the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, look at the Torah. But they say, I know the Torah. What's the Kiddush? What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, you see that the Torah also has a levush. It also dresses in a dress of human beings. You see from here, the Torah is meant for human beings. Because if the Torah was meant to be only in Shemayim, it would not have that dimension of human beings. You're right, the Torah has several dimensions, very high dimensions, very high level dimensions. And it can get to Malachim, it can be the Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can belong to Eshchayel Gebesh Shlavon 100%. But it does have also the much lower level human being, materialistic, physical aspect of it. You don't belong to that. On the other hand, a human being belongs to both. A human being could be down here in the world dealing with the mitzvahs of the Torah, and he could dwell and elevate himself to a place where he's dealing with Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He belongs to every dimension. That's why the Torah belongs to human beings. Not that the Malachi did not know. The Malachi were talking about one aspect of the Torah. But Moshe told him, the fact that you have another aspect, the fact that the Torah could be written in a human being's language, that shows that it belongs to human beings. Because if not, why would it have that dimension? That dimension shows that it belongs to human beings, the Torah of human beings. And here comes the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Torah is, the Chiddush of Matan Torah is, that the Torah was given to humans. That the human is an owner of Torah. As the Gemara says, when the Talmid Chacham learns Torah, it's the Torah of Hashem Chetzoy, Ube Torah So Yegeim Amalayla. It starts as Torah Hashem, but it turns to be Torah Asa, it turns to be our Torah. The Chiddush is that the Torah was given to humans, that the Torah could be translated to words of human beings. Because the whole concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world is to bring the Torah to this world. The Medrash tells us at the beginning of Chumash that there was a discussion if to create a human being or not create a human being. The Medrash says that the Midah of Emes says don't create a human being. Why? Because kula sheker, a human being is completely lies. How can he create a human being? So what Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Hishlich emes archa. He took the emes and he threw it to the ground. And he said, emes me'eretz titzvach. Emes will grow from the ground. So it's brought down in the flesh. The idea is, the emes is Torah. Torah is Torah's emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know how I'm going to reveal the emes, Torah's emes. I'm going to throw it to the ground. It's going to grow from there. I want human beings to come and create the Torah. We always mention, but just fitting here as well, the Kotzker that says, Anshe Kodesh Diuli, was we will focus on the Kodesh, to be holy. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, focus on the Anshe. Anshe Kodesh, I want human beings of Kedusha. Because Baruch Hu is, so to speak, waiting and aspiring that the Kedusha will come from humans. From human being who's a physical, who has all the mitzvahs of this world, to come and elevate and bring Gila Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world. That's the Oymik, the human being, as the Kher, as the free will. He has the choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing. He does the right thing, he brings Kiddush into the world. The goal of this world is to bring Torah, Yishlich Emes Arzo. To bring the Torah down here to the world. If I bring the Torah down here to the world, now I have, well, human beings, the Megal Kiddush Hashem. That's the Kiddush of Torah. That's the Kiddush of Matam Torah. Not the fact that Shmuel is revealing himself, but that we're revealing human being, bringing the power of Adam that is so great. As we always mention, when Moshe used to say that the luchos themselves that come down, the revelation of Matan Torah, the luchos are divided into two parts. You have the mitzvah shebin adam lamakoyim in the right side of the luchos, and the left side we have mitzvah shebin adam lachaveru. Meaning the Torah is divided into two parts. There's a part of the mitzvahs that relate from you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a part of the mitzvahs that relate between you and your fellow friend. So the way Ramesh always asks the question, says, I don't understand. We have mitzvah shebin adam lachaveru and mitzvah shebin adam lamakoyim. Mitzvah between you and your friend, mitzvah between you and Hashem. Why don't you also have another segment? Mitzvah shebin adam lamigdash. All the mitzvahs here between you and the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah shebin adam l'shabbos. All the mitzvah you were being had between him and the Shabbos. Mitzvah shebin adam l'Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have a separate segment called mitzvah shebin adam lachaveru? Every other mitzvah is part of what? It's part of the mitzvah shebin adam lamakoyim. So it's the mitzvahs of chaveru should be part of mitzvah shebin adam lamakoyim. But the pshat that it has its own category. So you see from here, since the Moshe Dor is simple, the mitzvah shebin adam lachaveru is different. We're not talking about here only a mitzvah, which is a segment under mitzvah shebin adam lamakoyim. But we're talking about over here a separate responsibility. So to speak, a person over here has, whenever a person does a mitzvah, he has, so to speak, he has to report to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for most of the mitzvahs. And some of the mitzvahs has to report to his friend. He has to report to his friend. That is brought down the Erev Yom Kippurim. A person could go, he has to do, has to ask mechila from his friend, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mechaper and all that varies except with Anu Shal Chaveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't mechaper on the Chaveira. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not me. It's your friends. Your friend can do, not me. The Tshuva of Kiveikr that says, Malam Chaveiroi, mitzvahs are owned by Chaver. He owns it. He has the bailus in it. He can decide what it is and what it's not. It's, why? That's what the Torah, because the Torah is divided into two segments, two owners, two bailim of Torah. You have the Nais to the Torah, and you have the Mekabala Torah. You have the giver of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the Mekabala Torah of each one of us in Am Yisrael. And therefore, you have a responsibility to report to both. You have a responsibility to report to both partners of Torah. One partner is Hashem who gave the Torah, and the other partner you have to report to is your fellow friend who is the receiver of Torah, another partner of Torah. You're supposed to report to both equally. If it's such a one of the Malkim, clap here one of them, it's all the Chaver, clap here the other. Each one stands on its own. It's brought down to each one of the five Dibras, Rashi says in Hashem. Is each one equivalent with each other? When a person goes and denies that Hashem is Elohim, so then he denies, so to speak, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connected to that, when a person kills his friend, he denies the existence, so to speak, of his friend. The Chashivus of Adam. It's connected to each other. You relate to Hashem, you relate to an Adam, the two partners in Torah. Because right now, the Chiddush of the Torah is the Torah belongs to human beings. The Torah is owned by a human being. It's not just that a human being over here is one of the components of the world, like a malach. But the human being is the owner of Torah, is the binding of Torah, is a partner in Torah. That is the Chiddush Matan Torah. The Torah comes down here to the world for human being to be able to own it. So once we have this understanding, now we can go on one step forward. So what do we understand? The Chiddush Matan Torah is that the Torah has to come down to the Arzius, to this world, to be Ta'ale Emes. Emes Me'eres Titzvach. Emes has to grow from the ground, has to come down from here, from the Adam. That's how Emes works. That's how Torah works. Torah is coming down from this world. If I don't have it, I'm missing the Kapod of Torah. Torah has to come down to the lowest point, to the world of human beings, and to come up from here. That's the Chiddush about the Torah, that the Torah comes down from the lowest point. This, by the way, when Am Yisrael go Yom Yitzrayim, there is an argument that Moshe Rabbeinu has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him to go out, take Am Yisrael only. And Moshe Rabbeinu insists on what? Taking out the Erev Rav. Insists on taking out the Erev Rav. At Kirikach, when you have Chet HaEgel, after Matan Torah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'et Kishiches Amcho, your nation. Who's your nation, Erev Rav? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're to blame. You took them out of Mitzrayim. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu insisting so much to take out the Erev Rav? What does he care that the Erev Rav has to come out? But the idea is because the Torah needs to come and be revealed from down here, the lower it goes, the more it reveals in the lower part, the greater the accomplishment is. So having Torah being revealed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, from Am Yisrael, that's Kabbalah. But I can have the Torah being revealed from a lower part of the nation, from the Erev Rav, it's even a greater Gilui of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to spread not only to the level of Am Yisrael, even below that. To the lowest level possible, that's the idea of the Erev Rav that he insisted upon. And with that, we come to Yisrael. Yisrael tried and tested every desire in the world until he came and revealed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was the Ger that came and revealed the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the lowest part. He took all of the desires and he found out that Kodesh Baruch Hu is greater than all. I want to read a Medrash. Mentioned Machshav and Hadaf yesterday, Rimash fitting over here. I'll share it in the screen for everybody to see in the Zoom. The Medrash tells the following. Medrash Rabbah Dvarim. Listen to this Medrash. Medrash says like this. Yisroi nosan mamesh v'avodas pechod. Yisroi gave a little bit mamoshes. To what is that? Sheneemar, by us. Ato yodati, now I know. Ki godol Hashem mikol ha'eloi. I know that Hashem is greater than any other God. Meaning there's other gods, Hashem is greater. That's what Yisrael did. The Medrash continues and says, Namon, hoidul b'mikzah zimen, I did a little bit, Shenemar, hinu yadati ke'ein Elohim v'chol ha'aretz kim b'Yisrael. There's no other God in the world except by Yisrael, there's a God. But he limited. Yisrael have a God, not more than that. Rachav, samto b'shamayim v'aretz. Rachav put him Hashem up in Shamayim, down here in the world. There it's another stage. Not only to Yisrael, it's up in Shemayim down here on the earth. Moshe Moshe put it also in the world itself. There's no limit to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu did. So this Medrash obviously needs more explanation. Why dafka these people? Rachav, Hamon, Yisrael. But we see over here Yisrael's revelation is the lowest one. And not that it means that Yisrael did not elevate himself to the higher part. But the revelation, the chiddush that we have from him, the first stage was, he said, Ki God Hashem mikol Elohim. There's many gods, Hashem is greater. That's the lowest part of Gilui Hashem. You look around, and look together with the world, Hashem is still greater. More than that comes Naaman that says, it's Yisrael, that goes Rachav up at Shemayim down here in the earth, and then Moshe Rabbeinu everywhere. By the way, as I mentioned, Lashon Daf, that the Rosh Tabers of these four people, you have Rachav, you have Yisroi, Naamon, Moshe, Rosh Tabers is Rimon. Rimon, pomegranate. Because the Rimon is a concept that the Rimon has the outside part and has the inside part. And the outside is where you can make mistakes. The inside part is the fruit. Rabbi Meir, when he learned from his Rabbi Acher, he took the pomegranate, threw out the peel, and ate the inside. So the Riemann is taking out all the peels that are incorrect, the Zoras, some mistakes, and that's what the four people that represent the Riemann come to do, taking away the entire part of the Zoyav in the world. But Kohen, what we see from this Medrash, what do we learn from this Medrash? This Medrash teaches us the Yisroi is stage one of revelation of Hashem in the world. When I'm still in Avodah Zarah, how do I see? What do I see? Ki God Hashem Yikol Elohim. Hashem is greater than all Elohim. That's stage number one. That's what Yisroi does. If you take these four names that I mentioned in this Medrash, Yisroi is the lowest revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Being in the lowest place, you also have Gilui Hashem. That's what Yisroi does. And Mimele, we have an understanding that that's the pshat. That any pasha in the Torah, a pashas, a matan Torah is given where? In pashas Yisroi. Because if the chiddush of Torah is that it's coming down here to the world, to the lowest part possible. So where is the lowest part in the world that we have? When the Torah, Yisroi. Yisroi coming to every desire in the world, and coming revealing Kodesh Baruch Hu, even here. That's the lowest part you bring Torah down to. Even to where the desire is, I mean the Torah to show you, he got the Hashem, he called it like, he called it like. From all the desires, in the desire, I'm the God. That's what Yisroi does. So that's why Yisroi, after Pashas Yisroi, is the place of the Torah. After Yisroi, because in Yisroi, that's where I have the revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale in the lowest part, which is the whole Chiddush of HaTorah. HaTorah is that take it over Shemaim, Yishlich Emes Arzo. Emes is falling to the ground. Why? Because Emes Me'eres Titzmach. I want Eres to grow from the lowest part of the world, even from the Vedazaris. I want to be Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu even there. That's what Yisroi does. That's the Chiddush of Yisroi. And with that, you come to understand the extra partial that Yisroi added. What is the parsha that Yisroi added? He comes to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, I am missing over here. If you're going to be the one answering the question, the novelty, you're not going to match. You need to delegate authority. That's what he tells Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asks, what's the big chiddush of Yisroi? Well, he couldn't figure it out on his own. So many years ago, I heard Rav Yaakov Hillel speaking about this topic. I don't remember who he quoted. But he said the following answer. He said the pshat is, I think it was, then I started reading somewhere, that the pshat is that Yisroi asked the question. If he would not ask the question, Moshe Rabbeinu would handle all Am Yisrael on his own. How? How is it possible one person dealing with 600,000 people? That's only men. With women, 1.2 million people. The answer is, it was a miracle. The Torah is a Shemayim. We're talking about something which is above the world. So in that state, what's that the answer to Israel? When Israel asked the question, now this miracle had to stop. The miracle existed only as long as you don't ask the question. The minute you ask the question, then the miracle stops. That's what he said. What's shot in this idea? So seemingly the word is, the Yisrael is, the Chiddush is, translate this. The Torah, until Yisroi comes, the Torah is still not yet down here in the world. It's not yet down, but Aretz. Yisroi is the one who's bringing it lower down to the Aretz. Yisroi says, I'll bring it down here to the world. When Moshe Rabbeinu is there on his own, the Torah is still up there. It's still a Shemayim Torah. Still a Torah of Malachim. It's a Torah where one person can deal with 1.2 million people without a problem. There's no problem with limits, no limits of kaiches, of time, of space, no issue. But Yisro is trying to bring the Torah down into the world. Yisro is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know how the Torah, you want to bring Torah to this world, right? Because you could have left it there in Shemayim. The purpose is to bring it down here. You know how the system works down here? Down here, you need to delegate authority. If you want it to be a Torah which belongs in this world, you need to have you need to have levels. That's what it means, the Torah is in the world. There's different levels, different stages. There is lower levels and higher levels, greater abundance, lower abundance. It's not one thing. That's only in Shemayim. You bring it down to the world. Yisra, so to speak, is the teacher of how you bring Torah down here to the world. Once you're going to start the process, Yisra teaches him how to do it. That's why the Hagdamah to Matan Torah. Matan Torah is by Yisroi. Because when the Torah is a chiddush, the Torah is coming down into the world. But how is the Torah previewed? Yeshua tells Moshe Rabbeinu, novel tibul, let me teach you how the Torah works in this world. Because that's the tafkid of Yeshua, to bring the Torah down into the world. That's why Yeshua is called Hashem Sheyisir Pasha Batorah. He had a Pasha Torah. Yes. I mean, there's a few other people there had a Pasha Torah. So the answer is yes. All the people had a Pasha Torah. That was another Chiddush of Torah. It was another Pasha. Tmei Meis had a Pasha. Slavchan had a Pasha. Any other Pashas? Come anyway, maybe come in, maybe yes, maybe not. It says four Pashas. Zochor Yodom. Yisroi is bringing a Pasha that defines the Torah. Yisroi is bringing a Pasha that brings the Torah down to the world to another stage. The Torah came down to the world, Moshe Rabbeinu, to this place, and Yisroi lowers it even more. Yisroi tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not staying by you. It needs to go to all the Shaif team of the Sarasara Samir Sechemishi. It's not staying where it is. It needs to go even lower. He's bringing the Torah down to the world. So according to that, we have another understanding where it's Matan Torah is by Yisroi. First of all, we say Matan Torah is coming down to the world. Yisroi is coming down from the lowest part of the world. But now that he's coming down to the lowest part of the world, he's bringing the Torah down to there. Not only by the fact he's Megala Hashem through the Vidazara, but by the fact he's bringing the Eitzah, he's giving the idea, the advice. You want to know how to bring Torah down to the world, this is what you should do. Yisroi is bringing Torah, literally bringing Torah down to the world. So he's called Hashem Yisroi Pashva Torah. That extra Pasha defines the Torah. It's a special Yisroi Pashva Torah. And that's the idea of this Pasha is Yisroi Pashva. That's the Eitzah of Yisroi, bringing the Torah down to the lowest part in the world. As we may learn over here, that's the concept of Yisroi and Torah. Yisroi is the ger that goes to the furthest place from the four people that we got at Kishbohu, that's Yisroi, that's where the Torah belongs. And this is a Yisroi by us. We could have a chizuk, I saw it written once by some place, the chizuk that we can have for ourselves. Whenever a person feels far away, whenever a person, Chas Hashem, did something wrong, he did an aveira, he didn't learn Torah for a while, he's not close, he's far away. So the Torah tells him, you don't belong to Torah. You're too far. You're too low. The Torah is too holy for you. Says, the Gemara tells us, Haloi kol dvar ha-keish tum Hashem. There's no tumah that catches on Torah. We pass it on lochah like you read in Miseiro. There's no tumah in Torah. There's no such thing as a person whose tumah cannot learn Torah. Many a time, all the same tumahs that you can't learn Torah with. But we pass again, there's no such thing, any tumah person can learn Torah. Because Torah can go down to the lowest level of tumah. A person can be in the lowest level and he still can connect to Torah. If Yisroi, within every desire, is learning Torah, and he says, Ki godol Hashem mikol Elohim, within every desire. So each one of us, regardless how far we feel we are, we still get connected to Torah. Because Adirabba, the whole biggest chiddush of Torah, is to come low. And the lower it goes, it's a greater Kiddush Hashem. It's a greater purpose of what Torah is all about. So when a person is low, Adirabba, but now you can come and reveal the Torah in the most strongest way, in the biggest way. And when a person comes and brings the Kiddush Hashem of Torah, that's the Ratzon of Hashem in the world, the practice of the world was created to bring Torah to the world that will come. Eretz, Me'eretz, Me'eretz, Titzvach, Torah will come down from the lowest part to reveal the Kiddush Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.